Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, happy to announce something really cool that you won't want to miss. We just launched The Lounge. This is a free weekly newsletter tailored just for you, the physician entrepreneur and investor. You're going to stay ahead with the latest news in tech trends, entrepreneurial strategies, alternative investing, and passive income tips. And there's so much more, all designed to further your career and financial goals, delivered straight to your inbox every week. We'll also be spotlighting fellow physician entrepreneurs, sharing success stories, and providing valuable lessons from peers who are navigating the same exciting path that you are. No cost, no hassle, just important insights delivered straight to you every week. To sign up, just go to bootstrapmd.com/the lounge and subscribe today. It's 100% free. Once you enter the lounge, get ready to start shaping your future now.
Hey guys, Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for physician healthcare entrepreneurs. We have another friendly face. If you're watching on the video or listening to the podcast, is Dr. Anne Truong. She is a private practice owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and we are excited to let you know about a new challenge that we have coming up in June called the Online Business Challenge. And our previous challenges on medical practice profits were so successful, we wanted to focus on online business. And you've thought that, you know, maybe it's too technical to start one, or maybe you're too busy as a busy clinician to get started an online business. I think we're going to dispel some myths, and we talk about kind of our journey starting online businesses and why we think now 2024 is the best time to get to start your online business. So I'm super excited to discuss this topic tonight. Anne, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me here again, Mike. It's always a good thing to be here with you and helping doctors throughout this 2024, which I think is the best year for doctors. So thank you for having me here.
It's good to hear that positive, because sometimes in this market and industry, you know, good news is few and far between. So I'm excited to discuss it. So let's talk about online business, a business on the internet. You know, I'm sure we've seen things and ads and, you know, about starting your own online business. Let's talk about kind of your journey on how you got started, because I knew it was relatively recent that you got started starting your online business. So why don't you tell the listeners about, you know, how you got started with this?
Right. Very recently. Honestly, if it weren't for COVID in 2020, I would still be, I wouldn't even know what the word online business means, honestly, because prior to 2020, I was your traditional private practice physician. I had a cash-based practice, but I was seeing patients in the office, trading time, seeing one-to-one patient. I was doing well. Our practice was over seven figures, and we were taking only cash patient, and we were doing regenerative medicine for sexual health. And then we all know what happened in 2020, right? Everything was shut down. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't see patient in the office again. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to support my staff? And I had to dip into my own personal savings to cover all my expenses. That's when I started learning about online and what does it mean to start doing online digital marketing. I had to actually Google that phrase. I didn't know what it meant. And it was essentially how to attract your customer online so that way they can come to your office to see you. And so then my journey started when I had a lot of time, right? We weren't as busy as we used to be, and we had a lot of time at home. So I started taking courses. I started signing up with coaches. My mentality, just having been in private practice and being my own business for the last 23 years, is that if you want to learn something quickly, if you want to be successful quickly, learn from the people that have done it, so that way they can show you the rope. But that was kind of like my mentality, was that I'm going to pay for a coaching program, not like a course. I want to pay for somebody that can take the reins with me. So I signed up for coaches, and I know you have a coach as well too, that really show me how digital marketing work. And that's how I started my journey, was that, we weren't getting patient in the office. I had to learn how to attract somebody that sees me on YouTube or on Instagram or on Facebook to be interested in what I'm saying, to click on my website or click on a landing page to find out more about me, and how that person become a paying customer or a patient in my office. What I also discovered was that as a physician, you are two-thirds of the way there to become an online influencer. So an online influencer mean that you have credibility, authority, expertise, and you have an audience. So as a doctor, you have the credibility as a physician, and you have the expertise in your specialty or even just medicine. All you need is an audience. An audience are your followers, your subscribers. That's all you need. Other people have to prove themselves that they have the authority and the expertise. You don't have to do that. All you have to show them is your medical license and where you've been trained. So I learned that I was an influencer, and all I needed was an audience. So that's when I started learning about how to become an online influencer and creating the content that attract the people that are my ideal client, which is avatar. So that's when I discovered the power of one to many, how to make money. I won't even say the word monetize. When I heard the word monetize, I didn't know what it means, but how to make money instead of one to one in the office or one to one even on Zoom, on one to many, meaning you can have many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people pay you for your expertise. And that's where membership come into the picture, as well as a course. So I added the membership and the course and integrate that into my office, where we treat men with sexual dysfunction, and we added a membership and we added a course as well. And that skyrocketed our business, and we're now getting 12 different type of income from, in addition to just seeing patient in the office. Now, wouldn't doctors want that when I'm sitting here and I have 11 other sources of income coming in without seeing a patient in the office?
As a doctor, I wasn't used to asking for help, especially when it came to subjects outside of medicine. But then I found physiciancoaches.com. In an instant, I found hundreds of experts to help me in all aspects of life, on areas I was afraid to ask. Dealing with burnout, starting a side gig, money management, even help with my marriage. And the best part? Nearly all experts are physicians themselves. After reading their profile and a quick chat, I knew I found the right mentor for me. At physiciancoaches.com, help from professional colleagues is just a click away.
So this is, and it's an incredible story, and I want to, kind of just simplify it for a little bit for the audience. So you were starting a business with the goal to attract new patients, right? But now it's kind of morphed to even more than that, because in your town in Virginia, you only have a select number of people that you can attract. But now you're getting, are you getting new patients? Are you, how would you say, are these customers? Just kind of clarify that for the listener.
Right. So by putting out content that people can see me on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, they're interested in what I'm saying. And the more they listen to me, the more they trust me. So by doing that, we are getting more patients into the office to pay me more. I'm able to command a very high price for what I do, because I'm regarded as the expert in the field and with my expertise, knowledge. And then on top of that, I'm able to help multiple customers from all over the world. We have members from New Zealand, Nigeria, the UK, Germany become part of our membership. So I don't call them my patient. They are my members that belong into my membership for men with sexual dysfunction, called the Modern Man Club. So I get patients in the office, and I'm able to charge more. Now, prior to COVID, we were only charging $300 for a new patient consult. And then around 2021, we increased it to $600. Now, to even come into the office at this point, it's right now $10,000 to $15,000 at this point, where we, because of the content we put out, we are the expert in the field, and we're niching down to just sexual health only, that we are elevating ourselves as the expert in sexual health. So it attracts patients into the office, and also attracting more members into our membership. But also what it also did was skyrocket our e-commerce store. We didn't even expect that, honestly. Our e-commerce store, or our store that we sell supplement and medical devices, increased because they are listening to my content. And, you know, and if I'm talking about, okay, well, take this nitrous oxide, it helps you with blood flow. And as you see, the nitrous oxide is branded to my brand name here. And then I have a store which has a link, and I tell them to go to that link. And that store is called ED No More. It's a very simplified, and they go there and they get this. So this skyrocketed like this year, our e-commerce store. But because of that, we also have affiliate, you know, commission as well at Amazon. So because I cross over a certain amount of, I can't remember, I think 10,000 or something on YouTube, Amazon consider you an influencer. So they allow you to open up a store on Amazon free. And then if anyone goes there to click on the link, your specific link, you get a commission. And what's so good about the Amazon influencer store is that it is tracked to you for 24 hours. So if someone click on that link and go and buy a supplement, but if they come back again, if they buy an unrelated item like a TV, I get a percentage of that, even though I didn't recommend it. But Amazon give it a 24-hour period, which is really nice. So like I said, just being online and just delivering the right content that people are looking for will give you many opportunities as a physician, many sources of income other than just seeing patient in the office.
Yeah. So just to let the listener know, would you say that if you didn't have that influencer, you would not be able to charge the prices that you are charging?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, in 2020, we were charging $300 for a consult. Now we don't even charge just a consult alone. We charge a package, meaning, you know, they come in for a consult and the treatment as well as a pre-package.
What I love about this is because this has been around for years. So, for example, I knew a physician who's out of Santa Barbara here in California, and he was a weight loss physician. And he, while all the other doctors are charging a certain amount of price, he was charging 10 to 15 times higher. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why he was charging higher is he had his own special on PBS, the channel on there, which does nutrition and weight loss, and people would fly in for that. Now, obviously, you know, you need to have your own connections to get your own show. You need to form contracts. He's in LA, so, you know, he's probably had a network. Now with YouTube, anyone can have their own show, mm-hmm. right, for free. Mm-hmm. And we all look like, I use YouTube all the time for education. And how would you say, you know, so you've already said that that's increased your pricing. You have, what is like the most, you feel like where people find you generally? Is it through YouTube? Is it through Instagram? Is it a combination?
Oh, no, YouTube. Because of the content of what we talk about, which is sexual health, and you know, we're kind of banned on Facebook a little bit, but Instagram's a little bit more forgiving, but it's mainly YouTube. I have about right now like 78,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we increase by about 500 every day. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that listen to my content and become buyers from us. And we have a lot of affiliate relationship with recommending other products. But YouTube is the only social media platform that will pay you for your content. pay you. I mean, per video, there's one video I put out about a month ago, and right now it has like 50,000 views or so, maybe more. It's increasing. And I'm getting from that a video about just one video, $3,000 a month
Wow.
from that
Wow.
video, not the whole channel. So I'm convinced that YouTube is where you need to be. Yeah, because that's what people go to learn. YouTube, they go there to learn or they go there to be entertained. And so as a doctor, you could probably do both, but I don't have that comedy streak, but I'm there to educate. I'm just myself. I don't dance. I don't wear fancy clothes or anything like that. I show up in the same makeup that I do for work. This is actually my working clothes right here. And I record in YouTube as if I go to work. But the thing is, this is that people find us on YouTube, and YouTube paid you. Facebook don't pay you, and TikTok don't pay you, but YouTube reward you for putting out valuable content that people want to watch. So I've been on YouTube now for about 2.5 years. We have figured out a way now to do research where we are helping doctors putting out content that people are searching for, so that way they can click on your video and watch. I'm working with a physician right now. She has been on YouTube for 4 years and had only 2,000 views. We work with her for the last few months, and within the last 30 days that she produced content, which is 2 videos a week, and she has gotten 23,000 views in 30 days. Where
Wow.
4 years before it was 4,000 is because she was putting out content. 4 years before, she was putting out content which she think people need to know, instead of putting out content that people are searching. There's two different ideas, right? Because if people are searching for something, they're more prone to click on the video because they want to learn about it. But as doctors, if we talk about hemoglobin A1C and we talk about this and that, it's just like it's boring, right? So we want to talk about something that people are searching for. And that's what we have discovered, the secret sauce on how to reverse engineer, where we know what people are searching for, and we are producing content for that, so that we can get more viewers. And I love YouTube. YouTube is free. And they pay you, and now they have lowered the amount where they will pay you. So as long as you have 500 subscribers, you will get paid by YouTube. I have 1,000 videos on YouTube, and one video right now is making me about $3,000 right now. So if the more views the videos get, the more YouTube pushes it out for you. Now, how good is that? What if a platform that pays you for content and help you market the material as well too? And they also do great analytics on the channel that you can look at the analytics and tell which one is really working. Go deep dive into that.
This podcast is sponsored by Doc2Doc Lending. Are you a physician looking to consolidate your loans or maybe start a new project like opening up your own clinic? Doc2Doc Lending understands the unique financial challenges you face and is here to support you every step of the way. You can benefit from low interest rates, a lightning fast approval process, and personalized loan options tailored exclusively for physicians. This company was founded by doctors for doctors. Don't let financial limitations hold you back any longer. Visit bootstrapmd.com/doc2doc to unlock your path into financial freedom today. That's bootstrapmd.com/doc2doc, and you can get started right away. Doc2Doc Lending helps empower physicians one loan at a time.
We're talking with Dr. Anne Truong, physician entrepreneur, practice owner. We're talking about starting your own online business. And we're also letting you know is that we've got a virtual workshop that's coming up. It's our online business challenge coming on June 11th, 12th, and 13th. We have a link with all of the details. We're limiting it to about 100 people. And if you were ever thinking about starting a business or want to get started, or maybe you have a business right now and maybe you're not getting traffic that you want, you definitely want to attend that. Super excited to bring that to you. And when we're talking about online businesses for physicians, we've been talking about physicians, they're using it, as their practice to get new patients. Maybe we've started a membership. But we also think online business can be a great side gig for just that physician who maybe is an employed physician and is looking for extra income. I mean, I've got $3,000 a month. That sounds pretty attractive. From one video, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about online businesses for physicians. You know, I coach physicians who are coaches, who are consultants. I've coached physicians who have their own app. Maybe they have their own store. They're looking for to get more traffic, or they just don't know how to get started. So talk about for them, what are some ways that they can, or, you know, how can they benefit by having an online business and perhaps they don't have their own brick and mortar?
Right. Well, let's take one scenario where a doctor has his business and he could take insurance. And let's say that doctor does, let's say, pain management. He does pain management, he takes insurance, and he wants to supplement his income, and he just want to, you know, work less and maybe want to have an online business. Well, what he can do is go on YouTube and produce content that people are searching for and build up his subscribers. And once he go over 500, then, you know, YouTube start paying him. It's small, but it all depends upon viewers, because YouTube pays you a certain amount, I think like $1 or something, over 1,000 views per 1,000 views. But the more views you have, the more that amount is higher. So what I would advise is that if somebody's already have a brick and mortar office and is still seeing insurance, you can still produce content on YouTube and then, you know, start monetizing when you have more subscribers. And then you can open up an Amazon associate store. Let's say you don't have enough subscriber yet to be an influencer. You can open up an Amazon associate store, which then you can get a link for different products. You don't even have to have your own store, but you could. It's so easy to set up. It is so easy set up now to have your online store that you can, you know, say, okay, I recommend this nitrous oxide. And then you put it in the store and then you can mention your store. It's never been easier to do that. And we have a software, Dr. Boss, that can do that. Or, you know, you can even put it on your website. You have a WordPress website. You can do that with WooCommerce as well, too. And so that's what I would advise. And then, you know, if that doctor is doing pain management for the knee, well, maybe produce like a little small mini course on how to get out of knee pain within 3 weeks. Just a little mini course. It's like an appetizer, and charge, you know, less than $100 for that. And then from that course, then he or she can open up a membership about, okay, you know, over 50 and mobility. You know, increase mobility and energy over 50. So you see how it all align with his practice. If he's seeing patient in the office doing, you know, let's say spinal injection or something like that, or doing knee injection, then do a course. But how he attract people for the course and the membership is through YouTube. And YouTube is also owned by Google. Right. So if you produce content on YouTube and somebody is going on Google and searching for, let's say, knee pain, you show up. You show up now on Google, and Google commands 70% of all searches online. Right. And the other 30% is Yahoo and Bing. But who cares? 70% of the whole world, right, is searching online as well. So that's what I would recommend. So if somebody that's like, okay, they're an academic. In fact, right now, I'm coaching a physician right now. She's an academic right now. And she is an OBGYN. And she does high-risk OB. And she wants to create an online business. And after our session together, we decided, you know what? The best thing is to do healthy pregnancy. If you're pregnant, how to have a healthy pregnancy for the whole 9 months. I think that is fabulous. And so you can create like a little small mini course, all right, and then lead them to the membership. So that way she can still continue to do what she does, with her job and academic, but then has another side gig as an online membership as well. But in order to do that, you can open up a membership, but you got to be on social media like YouTube. So that way you can get viewers, as I call eyeball, you can get viewers to pay attention to your product and pay attention to what you say. That brings me back to why we're doing the challenge. We're doing the challenge to teach doctors on how to niche down. Why is it important for them to niche down? Niche down meaning just being very specific in one service that you just want to focus on, one area. Like I'm coaching a doctor right now and she's doing pain management and she can do neck, low back, shoulders, wrists, hand, everything. But we decided to niche her down to just knee pain for pickleball players. How's that? I mean, that's niche down. Why pickleball player? That's the fastest rising sports right now. I know that's a sport you love right now too, right? And it's a everybody pickleball players will do anything if they can't play pickleball, right? Because most of the time they have knee problems. So we decided to niche down just to pickleball players and for knee. And that's the one that I told you about that within the last 30 days, she's had 23,000 views. Yeah, because of one video that she produced, and it was on how to get pain-free knee pain in 3 weeks. And then we also created a free free checklist that she made, so that way she can collect email, and then that way she can talk to the customer longer, so they can come into the office. So it's all about what in our challenge we're gonna talk about. You know, what to niche down, how to niche down, and why niching down. As doctors, yes, we can treat things from head to toe. You know, I'm a specialist, but I can still treat a cold and so forth. But we want to niche down because once you niche down, you have one customer that you talk to, and you go deep on that customer as well. I've been talking to one customer for the last 2014, 10 years, which is a man in his 50s with sexual dysfunction. That's one customer that I've been talking to this whole time. And that's why I'm able to grow the business so quickly. And it really helped me really focus on what area of the business I want to grow with, because it helped me focus on supplement, the different specific supplement and specific content that I can produce, and my membership. So as a doctor, because of your credibility and your expertise, you can create a membership. You can create a course in probably a couple of hours and create a membership. It's never been easier. You just hop on Zoom. Sometimes Zoom is a free account. Create that course, and then you can do a membership as well with deliverables, you know, on Zoom and some checklists. It's never been easier. And now with AI as well, you're going to be able to produce that in much less time. And we discuss all that in our 3-day online business challenge.
Yep. Again, it's happening. The Physician Online Business Challenge. I guess we don't really officially have a name, but that's what I'm going to call it. It's going to be June 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're taking about 100 doctors. We're looking for 100 doctors who want to get started on their own online business. It's affordable, and it is just, you know, loaded with information for you to get started. So perhaps you knew you want to start your business. Don't know, you know, maybe you haven't gotten off the ground. Maybe you have this idea. I know we all have like different ideas of the work, but you're looking for, you know, just, you know, someone to help you do it. We love working with other physicians. I think, you know, we physicians these days, we have to support one another. And that's why I came up with this challenge. So we're really excited to bring that to you. Again, the link to go is bootstrapmd.com/go/challenge. But we'll also have a link in the show notes to tell you all about it. I know your time is limited here. You got to play tennis. I got to play pickleball. But, you know, any last minute thoughts before we end the call today?
Right. I think, you know, if you're a physician, and whether you're an employed physician in private practice or just really want to have multiple stream of income, and you do, I believe every physician has at least a $10 million business in your head. They just need to know how to express it out and how to know how to get the buyers to come to you. Because what you know, what the at least 12 years of putting in the grind and the hard work that you know, that you put into it to become a physician, you can now be able in 2024, never been easier to make money from that knowledge by just teaching people what they desperately want to know. Because if you don't do it, other people will do it that are not physician, that are giving misinformation, that are just in it to just make money. You know, we as physician, we all want to help people, whether they are a patient or not. And you're in the best qualified position right now to do so. All you need is an audience to do so. That's one. And now two is that you can have multiple stream of income rather than just seeing patient in the office. You can now have the ability to make money online and to make money while you're sleeping. Like I said, I'm sitting here right now talking to you, and I have at least right now 11 other sources of income that are clocking away for me right now. But what it does is it buys you more freedom, right? It buys you more freedom and time, and give you that extra income that will allow you to do what you want to do. Yes, if you can be in, you know, can have taken insurance, you can be employed physician, but how about, you know, spending, you know, a few hours a week to be able to develop that business or go full time? I'm right now probably going to be going full time on the online. I, you know, that income right now is surpassing what my in-office is at this point, because you can have multiple sources of income. I said 12, but that's what I thought of. But if I think about it some more, I probably come up with more. And what it also does is this: it gives you exposure on social media. What does that mean? That means that, you know, one day you may get a call from, you know, Elon Musk. You may get a call from Jeff Bezos, you know, because they may have an issue. They may want to speak with you, or they may want to highlight you. So you never know who pays attention on social media, and you never know who may reach out to you. I can tell you that multiple brands, big brands have reached out to me to help them promote their product. So I make a little commercial for a brand right now that they're paying me for 20-second video on TikTok. And they're paying me $4,000 to make four videos for them, 20-second video. And I'm like, well, that's not a bad, you know, a 20 seconds, that's a minute and 20
that's
seconds.
Pretty good.
I'm
that's
making $14,000 for a minute, 20 seconds to producing, just really holding up their product. And, you know, I mean, I believe in their product, but all I'm saying is that, hey, this is how it works. I'm not, you know, it's like, I don't feel that I'm being bought. I'm just saying this is how this should work and how can help people. And that's it. So there are multiple ways that you can become a brand ambassador, but that's just one way of monetizing. But think of how many people you can help, not just the people in your office, but I'm now helping people in Nigeria. I'm helping people now in England and Germany that in my wildest dream before 2020, I would never imagine. I just thought that I can only help people in Virginia where I'm at. So the you know, it's unlimited at this point. And I'm actually right now too, I'm making a deal right now with a supplement company that kind of help us grow our business significantly as well too. So a lot of things in the works at this time. So my point is, okay, don't waste that 12 years, 14 years or 16 years of a schooling that you did, because you know what? There are business to be made from your expertise. And it's meaningful to me because my daughter right now is in medical school. She just finished her second year, about to take her part one board. And I want to make sure that, you know, to make this a better place and be able to tell her, yes, you're doing the right thing. I don't want to tell her not to go into medicine. I still feel that whatever happened, AI or whatever, people still need doctors, and doctors are a valuable asset to, you know, and at any time at this point. So anyway, thank you for having me here. I'm just really passionate about this because I feel that physicians sometimes are being undervalued, underpaid, overlooked, and being overly managed. And no wonder we have burnout. But now, whoever's listening to this, I want you to start thinking, huh, maybe I can leverage my expertise now to have an online business and be there at the three day challenge or online business programming. It's actually, we don't even have a name for it yet because we're so excited to get this out and to get doctors, you know, be aware of this, that we haven't had a name yet. And Mike and I are like the same. We think the same. We execute fast, and we want to be able to help you, you know, provider physician right now to be able to now have some, you know, the freedom and choice now.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks, Anne. Thanks for listening. Again, if you're interested, go to bootstrapmd.com/go/challenge. It's our live online physician online business challenge. That's what I'm officially going to call it, and sign up tonight. Again, if you're as an entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups and downs in business. That just is just kind of the way business goes. You know, finding a mentor, finding someone who's already been there, done that, can help you go through the rough patches and keep moving you forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.